Thank you for listening to the Bright Podcast. My name is William. Today I'll be interviewing Ned. Throughout our country's history, politicians have had a love-hate relationship with the media and those who work for it. Why do you think that is? And how has it shaped the public image of both parties?
I think they have a love-hate relationship with the media because so much of their image depends on the media and what the media have to say. And there's always going to be a group of journalists who love what you're doing and think you're fabulous. And there's always going to be a group who think critically about what you're doing. So I think journalists have the capacity to create the image in a lot of ways for politicians.
Now, what kind of thoughts go through your mind when the media says something very impactful and important to you, but then says that it's from an anonymous source? And why do you think they use anonymous sources?
So I think they use anonymous sources so that people feel free to speak their minds without having any repercussions. So someone who works in government might not feel comfortable talking about their boss, for example, who's a politician, and they need anonymous sources so that people feel like they can come forward and talk about anything that's important without repercussions of what might happen to them.
Now, do you think that anonymous sources are used for fake news purposes?
I think that is possible, and I think we need to be able to trust that a reputable journalist who says, I have an anonymous source that I want to protect, is using someone who has morals and someone who's telling the truth.
Now, what current issues that have been presented in the media do you think that I should be paying attention to right now? And which issues do you think I should be avoiding?
Well, I'm not sure there's anything to avoid, but I would say people your age and your generation need to pay a lot of attention to big world problems like climate change so that we can take care of the world that you're going to be living in. And things like research using genetics, because there's going to be a lot of morals and things that you really need to think about, like cloning or artificial intelligence, things that require a whole lot of moral and ethical responsibility.
So you think that we should all be aware of having our own moral compass and keeping in view the power that media has?
Yes, great point. I agree with that.
Now, why do you think that politicians so strongly need and use journalists and the media?
I think they really need journalists because that's how they get their message across. And the way we were talking before about their relationship, a lot of what people think about them and about their laws or anything that they want to change or enact, it comes from journalists and how they portray their information.
Dropping back to the public image idea, the reason that politicians have a love-hate relationship with the media, it goes both ways.
Absolutely. Yes. I agree with that.
All right. Thank you for your answers, Nanette. And you've been listening to the Bright Podcast.
For more episodes, visit brightpodcast.com.